Somebody asked me the following question. This is really a continuation of the last year with just a different application. He was starting a company. He was providing a specific service to healthcare facilities. He was experienced and well-connected within the industry, but he didn't have the necessary funds. So he brought in an outside investor, and they would be 50-50 partners. The investment amount was around $75,000, was given in two different stages. And the agreement was that only after the managing partner returned the investment funds plus an additional 10% would they begin their 50-50 profit split. And the question is, when is this considered a loan, which would prohibit the investor from receiving a return, versus when it's considered an investment, where it would be permitted for the investor to collect a return? And the answer ultimately boils down to how much responsibility the managing partner has on the investment funds. If in the event that the company never takes off or there's a loss, the managing partner is not personally responsible to repay the investing partner, and he didn't put up any assets or funds from which the investing partner can collect his investment funds from. Since the managing partner does not have any financial responsibility to reimburse or compensate the investing partner, these funds are considered to be an investment, and it would be permitted for the investing partner to receive any amount that he wants, and it would therefore be permitted. However, if the managing partner is accepting responsibility in the event that there's a loss, he will repay the investing partner, then it would be considered that the funds were lent to him, and then it would be forbidden for the investing partner to receive any sort of additional return, even if the investment actually created profits. This is known as the Isra of Karav Ushar V'Rachak L'Hafsid, mentioned in the Gemara B'Mitzia Daf Ayin. Just to clarify, it is permitted for the managing partner to accept some level of responsibility, such as for negligence or fraud, possibly even a little bit more than that, but it's forbidden for him to accept responsibility to repay the investing partner regardless of what transpires, such as in the event of an onus or something out of his control. The same will be true if the managing partner would accept responsibility on a portion of the funds, such as if the agreement was that in the event of a loss, the managing partner will reimburse the investing partner for 50% of the money. Whatever percentage or portion of funds that the managing partner is accepting responsibility on is considered a loan to him, and on that amount, it would be forbidden for the investing partner to receive a return. And therefore, when a managing partner is accepting responsibility on a percentage of the funds, the investing partner's share in the profits would have to be only according to the percentage of funds that the managing partner is not responsible on. For example, if the managing partner is accepting responsibility on 50% of the funds, it would only be permitted for the investing partner to receive a return on the other 50% of the fund. If the managing partner is accepting responsibility on 60% of the funds, it would only be permitted for the investing partner to receive 40% of the profits, and so on. Additionally, where a managing partner is accepting responsibility on a portion of the funds, there exists a unique ribbis problem in that since it's considered that the investing partner lent funds to the managing partner, the funds that the managing partner is responsible for, and since they are technically partners, as a portion of the funds are considered to have been lent to the managing partner, while the remaining funds are still considered to be in the possession of the investing partner, they're essentially a partnership. And therefore, if the managing partner is providing all the work, it would be considered that the managing partner is providing work in exchange for the loan that he received from the investing partner. And therefore, the Chachamim required that the managing partner receive compensation for this work. This is the concept of a Chatzim Mul V'Chatzim Pekadin, mentioned in the Gemara B'Mitzia Daf Kuf Tanam and Beis, and throughout Yeridah Sima Kuf Ayin Zayin. For various reasons, it's only considered to be ribbis darabanan, and therefore, where the parties agreed upon a specific amount before the deal, it could even be a nominal amount. The accepted practice is for the investing partner to give an additional dollar to the managing partner. However, the managing partner must accept this dollar. He can't forgive it. If the parties did not agree upon a set amount at the beginning of the investment, then a shiloh should definitely be asked. There are multiple factors relevant to the shiloh, such as if both partners are providing work, or both partners contributed capital, and these are all things that can dictate the halacha. So to recap, where the managing partner is not accepting any responsibility to repay the investing partner, this is considered an investment, and it would be permitted for the investor to receive any sort of return. The problems begin when a managing partner is accepting responsibility to repay the investing partner, as then the funds are considered to have been lent to him, which would prohibit the investing partner to receive and in return. Even where the managing partner is only accepting responsibility on a portion or a percentage of the funds, those funds are considered to have been lent to him, and therefore the investing partner's percentage of profits must reflect the same percentage in which the managing partner is not responsible for. And additionally, where a managing partner is accepting responsibility, he must receive an additional compensation for his work. And therefore, whenever a managing partner is accepting a level of responsibility on the funds, a shaila should definitely be asked. Finally, this is something we mentioned in episode 14, even where the managing partner is not accepting personal responsibility to repay the investing partner, but he is contributing funds to the company, and the investing partner has a liquidation preference, and in the event of a loss, he will be entitled to collect his investment funds before the other partner receives his. This may be subject to a shaila in the achrayim, and a shaila should definitely be asked.